Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
828, three scoops a day with Alan, Mike, and Mary. And it's time for our local scoop, which is presented by Thomaston Savings Bank. And every Thursday, about 828 with Free Therapy Thursday, I feel the stress melt away from my shoulders and my back because there's certain things that are guaranteed. And it's guaranteed that Dr. Elaine Ducharme will be with us to help ease some of our stress. And there is a lot of fatigue tied into COVID-19 right now. Like Alan was just saying, Lainey, you know, we're marking off the days and we're hopeful that there's an end in sight, but it just seems to continue and we're all getting tired.
We really are. People are exhausted. They're angry. They're scared. And they're really anxious because we just don't know. You know, that's a big thing. Whenever we don't know when it's going to end, what's going to happen, when's the next shoe going to fall, people get really scared and tired. I mean, I'm just... My phone is, as we were talking earlier, my phone's ringing off the hook, and people are just really reaching their limits. And, you know, I think people are getting scared because the days are getting shorter, they're getting colder, and we have to think about what are we going to do? Is our contact going to be even more restricted? You know,
yeah.
I don't know, do you guys, are you comfortable eating in restaurants yet?
No, but you know what? We have some very creative people in Connecticut. Well, you're in Connecticut too, but like Jordan over at Jay Restaurant, who put out the gazebos for outdoor dining this summer. Now he's got those big box cars that you see on barges. He's those in his parking lot that are filled with heat and also light, and he can put five tables in each one, and he's going to shovel his way to each one so outdoor dining will continue through winter. And I thought that was brilliant.
That is brilliant, Mike. Oh, my goodness, we're going to have to go have dinner. The food there is always fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we did something the other night when it was cold over the weekend. We went out and we built a fire. And, of course, Denny just had on a sweatshirt, but I had on, you know, four layers and a blanket. But we sat outside for an hour, and
yep,
it was fabulous because it's just getting you out, letting us do some things, you know, to get us from this state of exhaustion and hopelessness. So I'm hoping that people will use these opportunities, this opportunity to do different things, you know, get creative, you know. So I know my daughter made it, just signed up for a tap dancing class.
There you go.
She's been dying to do that. You know, if you've never done this before, maybe take up snowshoeing or cross-country skiing.
Yeah, the ski areas are going to open. They're going to open safely.
Yes, and that's going to be a great place because you'll be outside, you know. One of the things I'd like people to do is try to do something to help another person. There are a lot of people, especially senior citizens or people that have kids with special needs, that would really enjoy it if you would do their marketing or even make a phone call and read to their kids so they could have a break. And the other thing is really being grateful because there have actually been many positive things that have actually happened during COVID, whether it's family time together, less stress at the office, less drama. And I saw something yesterday, Mike, I think it was the most hopeful thing I have seen. The two people that are running for the governor of Utah have a commercial, and they're standing on the same stage, and they are each saying, you know what, I'd like you to vote for me. And the other says, I'd like you to vote for me. But we can actually talk to each other, and we want to spread a message of unity and civility, and whoever wins, we promise to work together for the benefit of all of you.
Wow, that's great.
It was, I think it was on Facebook afterwards, voted the best commercial of 2020 so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room, because I think besides the fact that we have the fatigue from it being over 7 months, the holidays are coming up, and they're talking about how we should do Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's differently. We shouldn't invite our families over and stuff. That's going to be the hardest part.
That is really hard. We always have Thanksgiving with some dear friends, and she called me the other day and said, we're canceling Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, because they have some health issues, and of course, we were going to do as well for them. But I thought about some things that we could do, and one might be, a couple of them might be, like, everybody take a new dish and make it and see how it turns, how it turns out. Or you can all make something that's typical of your family and then exchange it. So you could drop it off on your neighbor's porch. And
yep.
So you'd be sharing something with each other.
It's a
you
good
could
idea.
Even do your cooking or prep over Zoom. If you're in your kitchen and you're there in their kitchen and you can just be talking, having a glass of wine with each other. And once the holidays come, I was thinking, even if you sat at the table, you know, you may not want to have a camera on the entire meal, but if you did something like have a few minutes of gratitude, something, everybody going around and talking about that, reading something like the night before Christmas, lighting the Hanukkah candles together. And I think one thing that's really, really important is every day when we get up, set an intention. And that what that means is to sort of set your focus and say, okay, this is how I want my day to go, and set your intention to be positive for the day, and try and think about all the opportunities you're going to have to either laugh or have some sense of humor, because when you do that, it really can set you on the right track.
Yeah, absolutely. At the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, people put their Christmas lights back out and decorated their houses. And actually, I was contacted by one of my neighbors in Rocky Hill, Mike Devaney, who thought we should have a neighborhood Christmas light contest and have everybody pay to participate and be judged and have it benefit my charity, Christmas Wish Connecticut. And that was a really nice way to outreach, but also to have something for the kids to enjoy and families to enjoy. You could do a drive-by. You can see all the holiday decorations.
Absolutely. That, first of all, I think it's a brilliant idea, and what a wonderful cause. We used to have a contest when we lived in Florida all the time, and we got very involved in that. It was a lot of fun. So I think people can really, that's something that they can really jump on the bandwagon for.
Yeah.
Even in Halloween, I don't know, have any of your neighbors talked about how their kids are going to celebrate Halloween this year?
Yeah, we actually set up a Facebook neighborhood group, and we've been talking amongst our houses together about how to do it safely and if they were going to actually allow the kids to go out. And I think we've come up with plans in our neighborhood, so that really worked out well.
You know, I think that's the thing that we need to hold on to, Mike, is that people are creative. The majority of people are good people that want to help each other. And if we do this together, you know, if I go back to that commercial of a message of unity and civility,
mm-hmm.
if we come together, we can do so much. We can get through so much. And last night, I came downstairs from work, and my husband was watching Apollo, Apollo 13.
Yep.
And, you know, when they're coming down, we're hoping the heat shield is going to hold. I found myself, I knew how it was going to end, but I was still crying.
Yeah.
And there was this message of hope and unity and seeing people applauding around the world.
Yeah.
And when we can come together on things like that, we can do whatever we want to do when we really put our minds to it.
Absolutely. We can make it through this pandemic together and come out on the other end stronger and closer and more unified than ever.
We can. And if people are really struggling, there are some, please reach out, ask for help, talk to a psychologist, because the side effects really are a better life.
Dr. Elaine Ducharme, if someone needs to get in contact with you, how can they do that?
DrElaineDucharme.com.